please welcome the Chief of Police of the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning, class. Good, you follow instructions. That's a good start. Good morning to the friends and family. Thank you. A great day. A great day in a beautiful city, policed by the best police department in the world. Today you join that police department. Today, you become Los Angeles police officers. That is an incredible achievement, but it's also an incredible responsibility. And we'll talk a little more about that in a minute, but first, to the friends and families, thank you. First, thank you for trusting your loved ones to this profession. This is a profession that I think is harder on the families than on the officers involved. And I know it's already been difficult for you as you see your young man or woman forced to go through a very, very difficult training regimen, forced to deal with the uncertainty of passing multitude of tests and changing before your eyes. They probably got a little skinnier, maybe a little stronger, certainly knew more about policing than when they started. But I want to bring you back to something. Our academy is a fantastic learning institution. And it trains them, and trains them well. And I am very proud of our instructors and our staff there. But their job is impossible if you, the families and friends of these newest police officers, haven't done your job. Because I can train them, but I cannot create them. I cannot create the thing that is most important in policing. I cannot create their character. I can expose it. I can test it. But I can't create it. And that's what you did. These officers are sitting in these seats because of the way that you raised them. Because of the way that you supported them and enabled them to be the people that they needed to be to survive the rigors of the selectment and recruitment and the training process. So never forget that. Because, like it or not, they will change. They will be exposed to things that nobody should have to see. They will do things that nobody should have to do. And that will affect them. And I charge you, I task you, I ask you, always remind them what got them in these seats. Do not let the fact that they deal with people on their worst days and sometimes with people that are truly evil change their character. You created it. You can keep it whole. Now, to my newest police officers. You walk out of that police station your first day, your first shift, with incredible authority. You have the authority as a police officer for the state of California to take away an individual's liberty, to take away their property, and to take away their life. Never forget that that authority is not owned by you. That authority is given to you on loan from the people of the state of California and the people of Los Angeles. It is not yours. And if you abuse it, I will take it from you. The authority that you have that first day is legal authority. It is prescribed in multiple sections of law, many of which you've learned. But I want you to consider this and pay careful attention to what I say. I'm giving you the legal authority. You must earn the moral authority. And you must earn it in every interaction you have with the people of Los Angeles. Now, what's the difference? What is the difference between moral authority and legal authority? Legal authority is given to you by the state. Moral authority is given to you by the people. Moral authority is created by the public's general belief that you will do the right thing, that you will treat them fairly, that you will have compassion, that you will display empathy, that you will understand that no human being is perfect, including you and including me. And that you will recognize that you can make a difference in people's lives in a number of ways that don't include incarceration. Now, you will arrest thousands of people during your career, just as I did, just as everybody that sits behind me has done. But arrest is an indication of a system's failure, not its success, and not your success, and not the success of this police department. Our success is measured by how safe our city is, not by how many people that we lock up. And they're two very different things. When this city was at the height of the crime wave of the 90s, we arrested twice as many people, actually three times as many people as we do now. Did that make a safer city? No. The crime rate was four times what it was last year. But now, this is a police department that understands that building community is just as important as responding to 911 calls. And I task you to do that, and while you do that, you will build that moral authority that is absolutely crucial to our job. You join the second largest police department and second largest city's police department in the nation. But we are far too small for the task at hand. And without the support of the men and women of Los Angeles, we will never achieve our goals. And that is what I assign to you. That is the task I give you. That is the direction as your chief of police that I give you. You will build that moral authority, and you'll do it every time you interact with somebody. No matter what that interaction is, you should do everything you can do so that when that person walks away, they think, well, I might not have been happy with the outcome, but the officer was fair. That's hard to do. But you were selected because I believe you can do it. Now, in closing, to the families, I make you the same promise that I've made all the families in my past 5 years as chief of police. While your young men and women are protecting and serving the great people of this city, I promise you that I will protect and I will serve them. Thank you.